We're here with Kat Austin, who is one of the artists working on an installation at the New Atlantis. Can you just tell us a bit about the installation first?
So it's an interactive installation that is responding to the question of how our awareness of environmental issues impacts on climate change and water scarcity and water stress. It's a piece that talks to Twitter and looks at how much we're discussing water on Twitter, and then it decides the fate of some tiny little humans based on how aware we are of water issues. So the sculpture is a bath with miniature icebergs on which are living little miniature people, and above it is the tureen of doom, which is a water tank. And if we're not talking about water enough, then the water tank will periodically dump water onto the icebergs and make them melt faster, which sends the little people to their doom because they're designed to sink.
That sounds amazing. It sounds really visual, really easy to understand. It sounds great.
I had initially, when I'd seen this whole show and heard it described, I had thought of it being about sea waters rising, but it's also about scarcity of water in other places. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. The problem of water is quite a complex issue. There is a lot of water on the planet, but it's not always in the places that we need it to be. So London, for instance, is looking at a 350 million litre deficit in 2050. If we carry on using water the way that we are with the population increases, then we're going to be in severe deficit. That deficit is the use of 2 million people using water. So there's a lot of issues there. The piece itself comments on not only water stress and scarcity and rising sea levels, but also the kind of domestic strain on heating and using water. So that's the reason why it's in a bath. You know, it's a comment on how we use water in our homes.
You were telling us earlier that you used to work on New Scientist. Are you a scientist originally or an artist originally?
Both. I trained as a scientist and then I got a PhD in chemistry, and I was a postdoc, and when I was a postdoc I was taking art courses, and I left science to become a sculptor. And at the same time, you know, as you work your art career up, you need some money coming in from other places, so I was a science journalist for 5 years.
Can you tell us more about your art that you do outside of this?
I do installation pieces and multimedia art, and the theme is always around understanding human interactions with the environment, because of course we are the environment as well as impacting upon it and it impacting upon us. I look at things like production, consumption, sort of the invisible networks that surround our interactions with things and the systems that feed into each other to create the reality that we live in now.
For your installations, you must be doing a lot of research before you even get into start putting the thing together.
Yes, I do stacks of research. At the moment, my main interest is water, and that interest stems from other projects as well as the Atlantis. And I'd say I spend about 80% of the time researching something before I start outputting. I'll output either in written form or in a sculpture.
Is this the first time that you've been working with Last Theatre?
Yes. Yes, it's my first one.
How are you finding it?
Oh, they're amazing. It's great. And also working with the idea of this super energised and engaged audience, it's a completely different thing from exhibiting in a gallery, because you've got that activity there and the energy there that you wouldn't normally have if people are looking around in a gallery setting where they may be keen to interact but not quite so revved up.
I gather you've also been an artist in residence.
Yes, I've just been appointed as artist-in-residence at UCL, where I've been writer-in-residence for the last 2 years.
Where in UCL is that based?
It's their Maths and Physical Sciences faculty.
So how do you see that going? Because you do have a chemistry background, but this is a little bit different, I guess.
Well, I'd like to continue my research in water for some part of it. I'm also very interested in exploring our interactions with soil chemistry. Alongside these installations, I want to incorporate citizen science and sensing into my artwork. So what I'd like to do with UCL is to incorporate more of the sensing technology into installations that will mix the reality with the fiction, which is something that they do really well in Last Theatre too.
Do you find being an artist, having science as your basis, that you've got this huge scope of possible ideas and coming into you all the time?
some of the things that I got from my scientific background, like programming, that kind of thing, and the ability to understand quickly what's happening in terms of scientific articles and talking to scientists, it's really helpful. It's something that anyone could probably gain with enough exposure to, but it's sometimes a hindrance because you can get back into that matter-of-fact mindset, which isn't so good at looking at things in the way that I need to for an art installation. And I think that maybe the way that I overcome that is exhibited in my art installations because I use a lot of humour, and I think that's my route through.
I think that sometimes when you get artists and scientists talking together, as you said, part of the benefit is the fact that the artists really don't know what the scientists are talking about, and it might be quite hard if you do in that case.
Yeah, it's maybe too much knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Thank you very much for coming to talk to us. I'm really excited to see the installation. I think we'll be here next Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, wonderful. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday then.